Al Gore took a riverboat down the Mississippi last week to kick off his campaign for president. A mighty scenic but mighty slow way to hit the campaign trail. Maybe, what, 10 miles per hour if the captain's really flooring it? This is in total contrast to the speed realized by a younger Gore but a few days before. The vice president's 17-year-old son, Al Gore III, clocked by a trooper going 95 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone, zipping down the highway in Currituck County, North Carolina. Remember that name. So the younger Gore will go to court next month to defend, or perhaps plead guilty to, charges of speeding and reckless driving. The speeding charge seems amply supported, but recklessness is a pliable phrase, really. The North Carolina legislature helps by providing this definition, if you can call it that. If you drive carelessly, heedlessly, without due caution or circumspection, in willful or wanton disregard for the rights of others, that's it. That's reckless driving. Really, when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, it's an I know reckless driving when I see it sort of thing. And while you don't see much of a car going 95, it's perfectly clear that the driver is being a little reckless. Or is it? There aren't many cases out of North Carolina where defendants reach the century mark on the speedometer and then have the courage to argue that such driving is not reckless, not really speeding. But there are some, and the younger Gore should be thanking his lucky stars that things have changed a bit in the Tar Heel State. Example 1, a case from the 50s. A fellow roared down some North Carolina highway going 100 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone right past an interested sheriff's deputy. The court eventually sentenced the fellow for speeding separately from other violations, and he got 60 days of jail time for that. Example 2, a case from the 70s involving a driver who zoomed down the streets of Fairmont, North Carolina, doing 100 in a 35. The jury found him guilty of speeding, hopefully without much deliberation, and an appellate court upheld that finding. But the case that should set the younger Gore's heart a-fluttering is this one, from the 60s. A watchful trooper clocked a speeder going 70 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone, 10 miles over the limit. The speeder paid dearly for attempting to get to his destination a bit on the early side. He went away to jail for 4 months. The court? Currituck Superior Court. But things have changed a bit, even in Currituck, presumably. A Currituck County prosecutor, familiar with the Gore case, told a North Carolina newspaper that it's possible that the younger Gore's license could be revoked or suspended, but that's it. There's no talk of him watching the returns from behind bars. So back to where we started, the campaign kickoff on the Mississippi. It looks like the elder Gore, aboard his slow-moving paddle wheel, will be the only Gore, in the near future at least, heading up the river. I'm Amy Guida.